was Fusion established?
Initially, I'm not an original member. The original member is actually the co-director. Her name is Cyril Linario, Cyril Linario. She's the original member. She's one of the original members. I believe it was two groups. I can never remember what the other group's name. I know one group was called Prestige, and the other group, I don't even remember what his name. They were trying to perform in a cotillion in 1999, and they just collaborated together. And since they collaborated together, they were like, oh, we're fusing together. And they called Fusion. That's how the name came about. But growing up in Alameda, that was in 1999, but growing up in Alameda, when I was like 12, 13, there's a group in Alameda called Fusion as well. But their name was an acronym for Funkini Styles and One Nation. And so growing up, I used to really look up to them. They were all girls, too. And so it was like, you know, it was like female influence in the Filipino community. And so, like, eventually when I got in the group, you know, like in 2001 or something like that, Funkini Styles, like, died out because, you know, everyone just grew up and just kind of had nowhere to go with it. And so I adapted the acronym into Fusion. And ever since 2001, I've been kind of a part of the group. Yeah, I quit for like a year and a half or 2 years, but then I came back later on, I think around 03 or something like that. And we decided to collaborate. SF Modern was a part of it for a while, because I was running things for SF Modern. I was the director, and Fusion was kind of dying out, so I pulled all of Modern out, went back to Fusion, and tried to pick everything up. And we turned the whole thing around, you know, like we try to kill that whole, you know, Filipino time thing. We try to kill that. We start stressing punctuality, consistent practices, and everything like that. And everything just started becoming more organized as time went along. And then it got to the point where last July, we turned into a nonprofit organization because, you know, we started using the choreography, the dancing as a common ground for everyone to use as their outlet, but at the same time, I'm like, man, we got to do something with this. You can't just dance and then what? So we started, like, trying to, you know, we got to try and be positive influence to all these kids we have. So we started raising money for the, like, Red Cross. Like, one thing we did was we set up a run for the victims of, victims of Katrina. We set up a run for the tsunami victims in Asia. We raised money for cancer research. We did a Light the Night Walk in San Jose. And so I think, and we've done car washes and all that stuff. And I think we've raised at least, I think in the last like 2 years, maybe like $25,000 to charities and stuff like that. And I don't get none of the money. So you know, this term pretty much we've been going with it ever since. And like that's how it's established now. Continuous being established, because everything's really new. I'm really new at it. I have no experience in this.
Yeah.
I was just doing it because I love to do it. And I love them kids and I love dancing and stuff. So try to do something good with it.
Yeah.